This episode of Conversation is supported by the generous donations of Klaus Schwab. You can support us too at truthmeets.com. Click on the support link.
Episode number 66. 66, but you wouldn't have heard it. Well, maybe you will be. If you're hearing this now, there should be four B-Tolds, including this one, coming out right now, which will be next week sometime. April the 28th. No, 29th. Number 11, on April 2026, the last day of the month tomorrow. A pinch in the punch for the first of the month coming up on Friday. Thought I'd better do one, even though there's been none for about 2 weeks. I think 2 weeks is the last time there's been a B-Told show. He says, checking his microphone. Is it banging? Who cares? Thank you very much to Bobby 33, was it? Bobby 33, sent a donation to Joel. Fabulous, he's a listener. I don't know where he came from. I think he may be from Ireland. There'll be no more killing. There'll be no more killing over there. Fabulous, thank you very much. I appreciate it, and Joel appreciates it. He sent me a message yesterday, so fabulous. I've done one on Sunday and two last week. And maybe Martha may pop in. I didn't actually contact him, but he might pop in. I've been listening, though, with horror, absolute abject horror, to, because I don't listen to the news. I do occasionally read the news. Am I banging, making noise? But anyway, I have been listening to that The Secret Teachings, whatever it's called, TST, is it? The Secret Teachings, Ryan Gable. He doesn't like those people over in Israel. He's living in Japan. Now, he's an American who's woken up, because when you leave America, I'm just going to tell you now, it's like an Australian that leaves Australia or a New Zealand that leaves New Zealand. You suddenly realize what the people of the world think of you. In the case of New Zealand and Australia, if you go to Asia, they don't even fucking know you exist. Good luck. What they used to do, this is a true thing. If you live in New Zealand, which is when I left, there was 3 million people. 3 million people in the whole country. Yet they thought that they were really special, because on the news, they'd have the Prime Minister, some idiot that they had. I'm not talking about the absolute hideous thing that they got rid of, is now living in the Northern Beaches where Emu Dance is from. That's where she is. That hideous, the horse-headed, hideous thing that she was. But anyway, people used to think that, oh, everyone in the world must know where we are, you know, we're special, because there's the Prime Minister standing next to the President or the Prime Minister of England or Pakistan or whatever. But they were just doing a photo opportunity. The president of Pakistan had been going, oh, no. Who? Meat or vegetable? Meat or vegetable? He wouldn't have known who that guy was, or possibly a woman back in the day. There was a really scary one before. Jacinda. Fuck it. Frankenstein, the monster. Literally. Now working for the United Nations and the World Economic Forum. Helen Clark. Helen Terminator Clark. She is fucking scary. Almost as scary as that American thing that I was thinking about it today, actually. It'll pop into my head. Oh, fucking hell. She was Madeleine Albright. Madeleine Albright. That woman and Helen Clark could do a horror movie together. The Terminators. These ugly, fucking evil women. Hello, 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 Helen Clark. I don't know how Madeleine Albright talked, but she's up to no good. Horrible thing. You know, she said some nasty things too. But you were not, how do I say this? In actual fact, you're nothing overseas. But now somehow New Zealand is actually punching above their weight because of the Lord of the Rings, for sure, and a few other things. And maybe a couple of bands that became famous that I don't really like very much globally. That band that came from Split Enz. They had big... Anyway, I don't know why I even thought of them. Pathetic. No fan of that band. But we were just... I remember going to Asia and looking at the news, and there was not even a mention of Australia or New Zealand. They may not have even existed. They don't care about these countries. It's just, and we're nonentities. But America now, it is what it's becoming, and I've been telling people this for a long time, thanks to movies like Platoon. They started with Platoon. They have been making, via Hollywood, making people hate Americans, you know, particularly the Vietnam, that Platoon where they're just unlikable. You know, running around shooting people, violence, da da da. You had that, what was it called? My Lai, very strange coincidental name, My Lai Massacre. Bad publicity about America constantly. And now you got Donald Trump. He is fucking you up. You've got no idea how much people hate America now because of Donald Trump. It doesn't matter that how many people don't like him over there? Because he seems to be well liked. He's got this fucking lunatic. Is it Paula White? A supposed Christian in there doing, you know, I will call them seances rather than whatever. Or laying their hands on Donald Trump saying I'm telling you, you cannot associate Christianity, Christ and Donald Trump. Or anyone. Like all your televangelists that are all up to no good. Old Billy Graham, he's been mentioned. He's got some form, that guy. I'm telling you now that how the America has been represented by supposed Christians when these guys are just evil with a capital E, guaranteed 100 billion%. I listened to Reverse Speech, that Aussie guy that does Reverse Speech. And I have to say, there's a there. There is a there. And he was, you know, he had that lunatic, all of those televangelists you got leaping about over there. Some of them are funny, particularly the guy that gets sampled all the time by those guys. I forget, what's his name? He jumps around and, woo, woo, you know, that guy. But when they do reverse speech on them, they're saying nasty things. Now, I'll just tell you right now, there is a there with reverse speech. A great example of it was Obama's speech. What was it? We can do it. You know, whatever it was. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Final solution. Final solution. He didn't say that. Yes, we can. And when they reverse it, it says clearly, Hail Satan. Now, if you think that's just random, what are the odds? And I've probably talked about this before. This is the Be Told show, constant repeating himself all the time. I've just been, because I haven't been able to, you know, listen to any of my last three shows, I've been going back and listening to my older shows. Some of them are really good. I have to be biased here. But I keep listening to myself and I'm saying, I've already said this before. But yes, we can. Yes, we can. You know, the great oration voice of Obama, Barack Obama. We're talking about the movie Baraka on the last Be Told. Interesting. There could be a there. Baraka. Anyway, there's an acknowledged Satanist, little half Jewish, half American, African, apparently that's what he says, Sammy Davis Jr. What are the odds that he put it, his book was called Yes, I Can. Yes, I Can. And he is, check out his necklace, he is very high up with the Church of Satan, or was rather. And he just decided to call his book Yes, I Can. So if you, I bet if you play that backwards, it sounds like Yes, We Can. Same thing. The big there, the reverse speech. Big there. Aleister Crowley was on about it all the time. He said, you've got to learn to speak sideways, backwards, whatever, to understand the power of the spells and the language. Be told. Be told. And there you go. There he was doing it. Anyway, there's this woman. He says, drinking beer. Does he care? No, he does not care. Is he going to go to the fridge and get ice? Yes, he can. Yes, he can. Well, I didn't mean that, but he just did. Yes, he did. And can you hear it going into the thing? Still hot-ish over here. It's cooling down, but I've been working really hard. I've got a huge job. I asked for it. I prayed for it. I got it. Now I'm really stressed because it's like a really big job. But anyway, it's painting a huge waterfront house, old house, luckily. But By myself. Unbelievable. By myself. Anyway, I say, yes, I can. Yes, we can. Obama ties in with Sammy Davis Jr., who was, I'm telling you now, Anton LaVeyan, high-level Satanist, always in Australia, always popping over to Australia, which they reckon is full of high-level Satanists. Yes, they say that is true. Talked about it. Look, I possibly will be definitely repeating myself because I've done three 1.5-hour shows that I haven't even no recollection of what I may have said, even though I wasn't drunk, but I was having a couple of drinks. Rollo, the news on Rollo, no news on Rollo. He hasn't contacted me and I haven't contacted him, but he said very sick. We haven't done a Rick and Rollo for 3 weeks. He's not at all well. Not at all well. Anyway. So I listen to the hypocrisy now in the conspiracy world, and I call it the conspiracy world because that's what it is. I got out of the UFO scene very quickly back in the day because I just noticed that there's something quite not quite right about it, and I'm getting the same vibe now with this whole truth conspiracy gang out there. There's something not quite right going on. I'll tell you one example of it. Is that now you've got a mainstream news types, you know, that had big shows, are saying the same stuff as fakeologist level or hoaxbusters level conspiracy, literally. And then you go on to, which I've complained about this before on fakeologist, and you've got IPS and rubbishing, you're making it like an idiot, just like the mainstream media does do if you look up and see something strange in the sky. Now, this is very annoying. It's like, sorry, I'm doing stuff. It's like your mainstream, some of these, and I'm not saying they're mainstream people, but you've got big stars of the media that are actually now coming out and talking exactly the same as the people that, you know, you thought were obscure, out there people. And then the out there people are now saying the same stuff as the mainstream media. Something's not right. I picked it a few weeks ago. You're listening to
No matter what you say.
You're listening to another conversation.
Or your preoccupation.
On truthmeets.com.
You can practice every day.
And now, on with the conversation.
The art of conversation.
Thank you, Sarah.
Be told, episode number, I think, 66. Interesting, we're talking about Anton LaVey and Satanism, and the number 66 comes up. There. Could be a there. Yes. So what was I talking about? Oh, yes. So I was listening to the show, the Secret Teachings show. He's also on Clyde Lewis's show, Ground Zero. Overly produced, and it used to be produced by a couple of very well-known, One Dead, and James Evan Pilato, an expert at doing DJing and mixing, because it's so highly produced, Ground Zero, like the sound. Clive Lewis has got a great voice. He's not at all well at the moment. But anyway, Ryan Gable, I think his name is, living in Japan. He's got out of America. Now he can see what America is. You don't get a full look at what your country is up to until you leave it. Or you realize either how insignificant it is or how significant. And America is significant at the moment. It is looking like fucking, it's just, I'm talking about what the public is seeing over here, and what I heard today with all these supposed this white character female that's a Christian allegedly offering. This is last year, and I talked before. She was offering for $1,000. She'll give you 7 blessings, and she claims it's out of some part of the Bible, and they'll fix this and fix that and blah 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 for $1,000. Now this is just ludicrous. Of the highest magnitude. I don't even think I can look or envisage how high the ludicrousness of this is. It's up there though with Billy Graham, even though he's up to no good, but all those, you know, Benny Hinn and all those bullshit artists that are using Christ's name to make an awful lot of money for themselves. And there she is doing it. Anyway, the hypocrisy about this conspiracy channel, that in between them ridiculing Paula White, I think that's her name, something like that, they were playing adverts where Clyde Lewis was narrating and saying, offering technology, you know, there's this device you can pay, you know, $400 and you can contact the other side. It's like it's a radio frequency machine that helps you contact the other side easier. He did about 4 spoken adverts where he's getting paid for things just as ludicrous as this Paula White, and they were making fun of her. And then I suddenly realized, no, all these guys are up to no good. And then I listened to the greatest show that made sense completely, and guess who it was? Yes. Ding, ding, ding. Alan Watt from 2014, where he is talking about how you just got to be by yourself. You've got to watch out for people that you're listening to. Question everything you're listening to, and this thing that I've always said too: don't think just because you know you've got some knowledge now that anyone that you know is interested in your knowledge, because they're not 9 times out of 10. I have got no friend. I've got a lot of friends, right? Lots of friends, or people I know. Not a single one of them would listen to this show. I wouldn't. And the few times I've shared it, you don't hear back from them. They just don't mention it. They go, I thought he was mad. Now I know he's mad. So even your friends, your family, they are not interested in your truth. You are the one that needs to be interested in your truth. So the latest, highly recommended, after Melissa's, she talks for about 20 minutes and says the same thing. She's also worked out things as well, I think. But Alan comes in and smashes it out of the park, you know, talking to himself like I'm doing right now, but older, wiser, more well-read, and he'd been around the game for a lot longer than had he been than me? Yeah, possibly. He'd have to be 10 years older than me, so yes. And the guy is just smashes out of the park talking about. So it's the latest show, Cutting Through the Matrix, Redux. You're going to get the gist of what I'm talking about. I am backing out of a lot of places and just, I'd rather talk to myself or talk to someone I've spoken to, one-on-one conversation only. One-on-one, and maybe whatever. But no more audio chats for me. I'll be on, if I do go on a fakeologist show, though, I'll be talking, what would I do? I'd come in with something interesting and just do it by myself when there's no one else on, and then get out of there, because I don't want to be part of these. I was switched on Saturday night. Why he wants people to come on early, like he was I used to come in early, you know, early. He doesn't need it. He's got so many talkers on there now, and I'm talking about people that just cannot shut up. And there's no problem. He's not got a shortage of talkers, so he doesn't need to be talking at 4:30. I'd have got no idea why anyone want to talk to someone at 4 o'clock in the morning, because I tell you what, I wouldn't want to do that. The hardest thing I did with me and Ab did a show with Mark Devlin. Why do I do that? Mark Devlin. Not a bad show. I didn't think I did too good a job. I've had a few people contact me and say that was good. But I was, you know, got up and it was 8 o'clock in the morning. I didn't like doing it. I don't feel comfortable. I'd much rather do it when I get home from work, feed the cat, feed a tattooed and red-headed, dyed red, music nut, absolute obsessed with music child, and that's it, and come and talk, and then get out 1 hour, 55 minutes to 1 hour, maximum. Get say some stuff and get out of it. But this is this the hypocrisy now, listening to that Ground Zero, which I've always thought, because it's so highly produced, but I know he's got some real stars that have worked for him, including that girl that committed suicide. There was a complete Satanist. She may have denied it and said that she was just a researcher, but she was there channeling Baphomet, or she called him Baphomet. What's her name? Anyway, I don't even committed suicide with a child. Now, I just said no mother would commit suicide if they've got a dependent child. Something suspicious. But she was channeling and doing Ouija boards and whatever her name is, Tracy Twyman. The name's come to me, Tracy Twyman. Very interesting. But she delved and went too deep and went into this thing. And I've talked about just reading into it, you can do yourself damage as far as I'm concerned. It's like watching the a horror movie like what's it called? I was thinking about it today. And people need, again, I haven't done this, find out who came up with this human centipede. These are the people you need to be watching and looking at, because that is just unredeemable to come up with that concept and then get it put on celluloid. Can you believe that? I'm not going to describe it, but I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. Absolutely terrifying. I mean, they're just gross. But that's what they like doing. This is the Satanist thing. It's like putting it into your head. So now you know that, and it's in your head. It's debasing humanity at 100%. Debasement. Absolutely debasement. What else? I've got plenty to say, I'm sure. Plenty to say. I better check my notes. But, you know, this hypocrisy, listening to what's his name? Clyde, who's not, again, not at all well, and Ryan, rubbishing Linda, whatever her name, White, Paula White, the spiritual leader of the Trumps. I mean, that guy is up to no good. And were you aware that there's an old part of the Bible with the cut on the right ear from the servant to the master to the priest? There's a whole ceremony and that whole Trump thing where he came up with a cut on his left, or right ear, rather. They're with that one. That guy, and I know people that think he's fantastic. There's a female on here and a male. We won't name them, but they know who they are, that actually believe this guy. This guy is up to no good. The Malthusians about this. Yeah, I just remember Biff, Tannen, orange colour. That was the name of the guy, the bad guy, and that was clearly represented by Trump in the movie Back to the Future. And Hiram, Biff Tannen. Tannen is an orange stain, orange colour. Be told, 100% guaranteed. Anyone complaining? My secretary, Miss Brahms, sent her a missive saying he's drinking again and making bubbling noises and talking too much. And she shall contact me possibly to say, just ignore the thousands of letters that are complaining and just do what you want to do, which I'm going to do. Thank you, Miss Brahms. Wonderful woman. And I'm going to mute for a bit, and I'm just going to check my notes and come back and talk. Be told, bye. Yeah, so this Ryan, though Ryan's doing a really good show. Sometimes he kind of annoys me, but other times I like the way he's free talking. He's doing what I mean. He swears a lot and answers himself, asks himself questions and answers them. I like that. He can talk. I like talkers. And it's very interesting stuff. I'm getting a lot of information out of there. But, I'm not recommending it to just anyone. But the Secret Teachings show, fantastic. But hypocrites, I'll just tell you now, when they, particularly him going on, because I think he's a co-host on the Ground Zero. And these guys are just peddling, long life food, blah, 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 radiation pills, probably erection pills. I haven't heard them yet. Just ridiculous. And then rubbishing the peddlers of that are hooking onto Christ and Christianity in America at the moment. I'm telling you, America's up. America's done for. It's done for on the public stage. It has to go, and it's going to go because of the hatred that's palpable that's going on about Donald Trump blowing up schools. This is the media's I'm talking about here. Donald Trump accidentally blowing a school up. And then Jared Kushner guy, Jared. Now, look into the name Jared. Jared Leto. And look into, I think even the name Leto's no good. That guy's evil. And I told you about the time he was on the, why did they do it? The guy's a mid-level star. Somehow they put a front page story of him with a rainbow-coloured cake with it said, Jared Leto's 50, looking fantastic. And yes, he does for 50. And he had red, it said strawberry jam running down the side of his cheek. It looked like blood. Rainbow cake. And it was on the front page of the paper. Like, what the fuck? This is in the morning, an Australian newspaper. And I thought there's something about that. Anyway, Jared Kushner apparently owns 666 Fifth Avenue. Now, I know about that building because I've got old comics here. And I do believe that that's where Marvel Comics was based back in the day. Or was it DC? Just look up, if you've got old comics, American ones, I think it's either Marvel or DC. That was their office headquarters, 666 Fifth Avenue, back in the 70s. Now, Kushner, I don't even know what he looks like. So this is what, I mean, I know that there's nothing any good going on in the media, but I had no idea. When listening to Ryan Gable, who's in Japan, sharing all these grabs of what they're saying, these guys are up to no good. And Donald Trump, the Jewish, can I call them? They got him up on a pedestal, literally. It's just unbelievable. Of the, the guy that's doing the hard work for them. And as Jan Eric, who's I've done two shows now, you'll get to hear them after you've heard this one. Or no, before you heard this one, possibly. But he said that America and Israel are gone, and I totally agree. And my favourite show, still, well, one of my favourite shows, rather, or I've got a few. But, or who also used to have Alan Watt on, a Visigoth show that William Ramsay's been releasing all of. He knew that he could smell this 20 years ago that we're being set up for a fall, the fall of Rome. That's what it is. You are the fall Rome 2.0. This is what's going to happen. And you may as well have Donald Trump's son called Caligula. That's how obvious this is if you're not following the narrative going on at the moment. Yeah, sleeping with a horse, type of thing. Sleeping with a sister or mother, like this is the level that when Rome fell. And I've got a fantastic book about some of the things that were going on in Rome before it collapsed. it was just, you know, it looks exactly like America right now. I would just say that. So watch out. If I was American, yeah, I know the country's huge and you can go and stay. There'll be areas that are fine, but I would be learning a different accent really quick. I mean, I can put one on, but I'd learn, what would I learn? A Canadian accent. Just say house instead of house. And then someone says, you American? Say, no, I'm Canadian. You should be all right if you go traveling. Because there's going to get to a stage now where the obnoxious, loud American traveler is not going to be put up with anymore. They're going to start getting angry with them because of what this government's doing. And you had the second worst one, the Biden government, way worse, actually. And then you got Trump on the other hand, and then betraying everyone and starting wars everywhere and attacking a country with way more intelligent people than anyone in America, Iran. Beautiful architecture, way bigger than what you thought it was, and apparently smashing some of your planes out of the air. Well, no surprise there. No surprise there. So this is the script is that America has to fall and China, the dragon rises up. This is going to happen, and you can see it right now, guaranteed. I can see it. Visigoth could see it 20-something years ago. Alan Watt's been on about it. Jan Erik's on about it, and he's the Norwegian Alan Watt. Yes, I would give him that title. Extremely well-read, got lots of books. Now he's in Vietnam at the moment, having a great time. $100 US for three beautiful nights and a very expensive look, expensive looking, but it was an expensive hotel in out of Saigon somewhere. Fantastic. Yeah. So that was, you know, this is the bad news for America. Get out now. And what's his name said that, the French Kissinger, that in the future, American's going to be the new boat people. And I can see that happening. You want to be getting out of or just learning a different accent so you can pretend to be Canadian. That's my advice. That is my advice. And it's funny how the whole thing's changed. When I grew up, I had a cultural cringe about New Zealand. I thought the music was tinny sounding, and it was. It was just, you know, I was embarrassed about where I was from. Now, New Zealand somehow, thanks to a couple of movies, I've got the sexiest accent ever. Now, no way. No way. But that's what they said. Thanks to guys like Taika Waititi, real name Cohen. Real name Taika Cohen. That's how he became famous. Clue. And his accent. And he's like, he is a funny guy too. I have to say that. Apart from his total fuck up when he did Thor. The last one, I've talked about it on the Rick and Roller many times. That movie is abysmal, and I felt sorry for my son. Did I talk about his fabulous musical he did? I would have done on the last show, hopefully, but I'll have to listen back when these get put out next week and talk about the incredible Norbert's production, 50-something, 55 people, a 20-piece orchestra, 30 dancers, and him and another guy, plus AI, a pretend AI, big screen, one of their friends acting as you're listening to Beethoven.
Truth Meets, supported by listener donations. You can support us too by going to truthmeets.com and clicking on the support link. Click on the support link.
What a sexy voice that woman had. If that's a real person. I don't think it is. It's an AI voice. Very nice voice. I have to say that. Be Told, episode number 66. Live on truthmeets.com. Send him a donation. He'll need one. He's got a mortgage. He'll need one. Let me just tell you right now. What we were just talking about before, I lost my train of thought. We were talking about the White House, Kushner. Oh, yeah, so what a coincidence. He owns it now, that 666 was owned, well, not owned by, but Marvel or DC. I think it was DC had their base in there. And I'm telling you, Marvel and DC, all of their stuff, all of their comics are high-level esotericism. Guaranteed. He just coughed. I listened back to a show exactly 1 year ago, yesterday, and I was coughing away. And it must be this time of year. There's some kind of pollen going on. It's getting a bit cool. Something, the leaves are falling. Maybe there's something that causes it. Every time around this time, May, June, I start coughing. Is what is this? My Chinese doctor picked up on that. He said, every time you come in here coughing, it is around this month. And I said, is it? I didn't know that. He doesn't even have a computer. He just has everything written on little cards. All the way back, my hypochondriac, number one hypochondriac patient, or one of them, he's got them all his conditions that he came in with. Leprosy, Dutch elm disease on a regular basis, foot falling off, suspicious lump that he, thought he had. It wasn't a lump, it was his knee. All of these things, hypochondriacs do these things. I'm going to tell you it right now. Yes, they do. Oh, tech. Now, I might have already talked about this. I think I did actually the other day. But I'll say it again because it's important. The techs, the client I've got, I'd painted a balcony, couldn't eat red meat for a year, and it was because of a tick bite, and there's that guy, I have said this before, sorry, I'm repeating myself, but it's important, and all of a sudden on the news, they've been going on about in Australia that they've rescuing and breeding more bandicoots. Bandicoots look like rats, but pointier nose. And they dig in your backyard. They spread ticks. They're covered in ticks. Therefore, there's going to be more people getting bitten by ticks. And like Plum Island, where they bred them, there's going to be more people allergic to meat in the future. And that's what that guy was bragging about. I'm going to move on from that because I know I've talked about this before. If I haven't, I'll do it again. Wavelet and Def Leppard. Every time I see that band, they're still touring and pulling in quite huge crowds full of the fans now resemble their heroes. Their fans are these 50-something-year-old hairdressers from Birmingham and parts of America, possibly. The singers and the members of Def Leppard look like 60-something-year-old hairdressers from Birmingham. The same hair. And I don't know what the lead singer's done, whether they're transplants or whatever. Joe, what's his name? He is just looking ridiculous. And same as all the other members of the band, except for the Irish guy. What's his name? He's a really good guitarist they got from, he used to be in a Dio and a few others. He looks kind of normal. But the others look like, they've got their blonde, what's left of their hair, they look like old hairdressers. Honestly, it's time to get your hair cut short and grow a beard. Do yourselves a favor. Not that I've grown a beard, and I am looking particularly old. I saw a couple of photos of myself where I was not happy. And if I was on a TV star, I would be straight into the local Chinese cheap chop-chop facelift place to get a $200 facelift, a guaranteed, and possibly dye my hair darker. Because I'm sure it looked kind of much grayer. I don't like that. I'm not happy about aging. Because when you're in good physical condition, you don't think about being old, and then you look at a photo and you go, hang on, that can't be me. No, I'm not in that photo. It's someone that just pretending to be me. But no, it was me. But yeah, Def Leppard. Why did I put that down? Why would I put Def Leppard down? Have I said that before? I've talked about Spinoza and a couple of shows before. Kneecap. Did I talk about the band Kneecap? Now, incredibly, they've bounced back after their accusations because we're going on about Palestine continuously. This is the Irish, Northern Irish band, whom I like. They got that energy. They got that energy. And, but they are, when you hear the stuff they're complaining about, it's, again, it's very anti-white. You know, it's anti the Brits, but it's basically just an anti-white message. So they may as well be Antifa, really. But I'll tell you this, the Northern Irish have got a good reason to be anti-British. Real good reason. So I'd completely support their views, and they've got a new album coming out, which I bet you it's good. They are talented, really, really talented. But they, and somehow, because they're speaking in their full proper, how do you call that language? It's the Gaelic. They're speaking Gaelic. And they've got a movie too. I must watch that movie. I must watch the movie. But I think Kneecap's fantastic. You'll find Rick and Rollo's shows broke. Because I'd hear something new that just came out via that, Media Monarchy show. And I'd put it straight on Rick and Rollo. So we had Amel and the Sniffers when they just came out. Regularly, we had Sleaford Mods when they just started becoming big. Way before they become mainstream, and they kind of are. But now these are two guys. Speaking of looking, they really do look haggard, and not that should be a problem. But they're starting to look like they're mentally ill now, and they actually, if you listen, basically their lyrics and the way he carries on. If you just filmed the average 60-year-old ex-junkie, ice addict, alcoholic on the streets of England babbling away to himself and running around hitting himself in the head, that is Sleaford Mod's modus operandi now. That's exactly what they look like, a couple of mad old, even though I think they're both off the drink and drugs, possibly. He says getting a better beer out, $10 cheaper tonight. $10 cheaper. Fantastic. I'm just going to mute and I'll be back for the last bit. But so this is a very short show. A very short show, but why not? A solo show, because all the other ones I've done have had people talking on them as well. So I like to babble away to myself. Way more fun. Back in a minute. Yes, and I would have talked about the last show, catching up with Frank. That was fantastic. What a nice guy that guy is. Fantastic. And he showed me the buildings that he did his degrees. I think I might have talked about this in the last show, so I didn't talk too long because then I spoke to Jan Eric for about an hour. So I didn't babble as much as normal. But Frank, what a wonderful guy. And 2 kilos of salt in my possession. I did talk about the interesting experience I had going through, not customs, but the security search. And somehow I got through, despite looking like I was carrying a large amount of drugs. But there's Frank. He's done degrees and worked on the biggest engineering projects in the world, possibly, because Australia has some of the biggest mines, et cetera, et cetera. And flies a plane, and he's one of the most vocal flat earthers I've ever heard. The sphere. He doesn't like the sphere of destiny. No, it's completely flat, apparently. And he will argue and with credibility as opposed to me, who just goes by the logic, particularly that thing about the camera where you shine it across the P900, that really fucked it up for a lot of people that tried to say that, no, there's a curve. But no, there's not. When you shoot across flat water always levels itself. It cannot bend, be told. But if I ever did get into a massive argument, I'll say, well, I've got a friend who worked on da-da-da-da-da. The actor had to design railways that went for thousands and thousands of kilometres, and not a single piece of bit of curvature was factored into the estimation of the meterage for all this giant amount of steel they needed for these huge, huge train things. And I'll talk about that before I go. A good friend of mine that I grew up with, a Maori guy, really nice guy, ended up in the army. Then he became a teacher, and he became what was he doing? He decided his wife left him, as usual. Something went wrong. They were both working in the mines, which is what people do to make money over here. Now he's got my cousin. I've caught up with my cousin in Melbourne as well, who's over here from New Zealand. And she'd caught up with him in New Zealand, and she's seen him. But went on holiday at one of his houses near Frank in some morning something or other. I should have asked Frank about it. But anyway, he became a train driver on the mines. And I remember him saying he had a 10-year plan after he'd had a huge meltdown on Facebook when he discovered his wife was seeing someone else or whatever. He'll never listen to the show, so I can talk about it. And he has now got multiple houses, toys everywhere, like Harley. Like she was saying, there's Harley, you know, two or three Harleys in the garage and a new model Mercedes-Benz. He flies out. He's probably earning $300,000 or more a year. Why didn't I do that? Why am I not obsessed with money? And why didn't I have a plan? Because I would have paid my house off 10 times doing the same thing. Because I'm a reliable, good worker. But I have no interest in money or motivation. Apart from going to work, it just concerns me. Hang on, there's a cat that's coming, and if she doesn't eat this food, that's all. I'm not giving her anything else. She's just become so bossy about and fussy about her food. Worse than any of my children. And that's saying something with one of them, be told. Yeah, but anyway, why didn't I do that? He had a 10-year plan. He went and got his train driver's license, works in the mines, flies in, flies out. He could retire now. He's got a lot of money now. Did I do that? No. Do I regret doing that? Possibly. I could have easily done that. The regrets I have. I tell you, that if there's ever a song, that song, I Did It My Way, regrets, I've got a few. I've got more than a few. I have constant regrets. Anyway, at the end of the day, the sphere of destiny. What was I thinking about the spheres? Oh, because we're talking about, I need to talk about this for the more deeper show, but all the spheres, the world, all these musical spheres and the nine spheres, or was it seven spheres of different, of the different dimensions. Oh, it's fascinating. I was looking into this the other day. Anyway, I think that'll do me, and I'll be back on Saturday, possibly, if Rollo's got off his deathbed, or Sunday, one of the two. Thank you very much, and we're going to go up with the song by, I can't remember who, it'll just appear, and a one, and a two, and a three. I've got no idea what it's going to be, but it'll be good, be told. Thank you very much for listening to Be Told, episode 66. One, two, three, now. Bye, everyone. Something I can't explain. I can't.
poison with no order.
I just can't believe
how much the chemtrails look like cocaine.
Nowhere to run. A war of words. Open the books for my